Sunni militants have made further gains in Iraq's western Anbar province. They now control four towns in the predominantly Sunni region as they advance towards Baghdad. During a surprise visit to Cairo, US Secretary of State John Kerry warned that ISIS poses a threat to the entire region. John Kerry also urged Egypt to uphold press freedom during his visit there. His comments come as an Egyptian court prepares to hand down its verdict against Australian journalist Peter Greste and two of his Al Jazeera colleagues. Prime Minister Tony Abbott, meanwhile, says he's spoken once again with Egypt's president to push for Mr. Greste's release. New South Wales police have charged Jodie Mears, the former wife of billionaire James Packer, over a drunken car crash in Sydney's eastern suburbs. Police have confirmed the 43-year-old fashion designer was behind the wheel of a Range Rover that crashed into three parked cars before rolling at Bellevue Hills on Saturday night. Ms. Mears recorded a blood alcohol reading of 0.81, and checks also revealed her driver's licence had been suspended. And a Four Corners investigation has uncovered fears of widespread political corruption. A national anti-corruption plan obtained by the program reveals Commonwealth agencies reported almost 2,000 cases of corruption between 2008 and 2011.